Wendy Williams hosts the Soul Train Music Awards airing on Centric and BET on Sunday night. And Trendy Wendy joins us on the show now. Hey, Wendy.
Good morning, Sybil. Hi, Skip. Good morning, Skip.
Hey, baby. You know what? And I call you Trendy Wendy because I know you're probably going to go through a whole lot of costume changes on Sunday night. Can we expect that?
Oh, yeah. We got 6 costume changes, including the red carpet. And, I mean, you know, it's Vegas. You want to give razzle dazzle. I've never hosted an awards show like this. So, you know, it was very exciting.
How was it, Wendy? This is Sherry. And you look fabulous. Just the pictures they put out, the publicity pictures. You look so amazing. But you had to waltz. You waltz with Boris Kojo? Please elaborate.
Well, I mean, I'm not a dancer. I know, Sherry, that you love Dancing with the Stars and the whole dancing.
Yeah,
we've talked about that before. But I am not a dancer, and I just want to thank Boris for holding me in the small of my back and not letting me fall.
But did you get that tingle in your belly, Wendy, when Boris held you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Boris and I, we've known each other for so long. And, you know, I love Nicole. And my husband was sitting right there. And
Okay.
Enough said. Yeah.
Yes. No tingulation.
But you're becoming like a citizen of Las Vegas between your stand-up and now hosting.
Lipstick. Yeah.
Yeah. Great job of that. You know, we were there to support you with that. Now you're hosting the Soul Train Awards. Vegas is like a second home to you.
Vegas is a lot of fun when you're working. I could see myself getting in a lot of trouble there if I just had, like, idle time.
Right. Wendy, on Sunday night, who are we privileged to see perform this year?
Well, you know, one of my favorites, when the girls did Ladies Night, Little Kim and Missy Elliott and DeBrat. That was just so nice. And I haven't seen Brat since she got out, so we were able to have, like, a great concert.
Okay, that's hysterical.
I'm like, what's so funny?
Only our people can say that. I haven't seen you since
only black folks can say I ain't seen nobody since they got out. You will never hear Barbara Walters saying that, Wendy.
No, well, technically she can say it to Martha Stewart, and that's but, you know, I enjoyed the Jodeci performance. It was nice to see Kool & the Gang get honored. I'm so shocked that they had never received this Lifetime Achievement Award from Soul Train, so it's good to see that get happen, you know, that be happening this year as well.
Wendy, congratulations on the success of the Aaliyah movie. Were you prepared for all of the conversation, especially in social media, about the movie?
Yeah, because, you know, Aaliyah is a songstress that many people, you know, I was talking to my sister, who's older than me, and, you know, as well as my parents, and then our son, who's 14. These people had never known anything about Aaliyah other than music on the radio, you know? So they were able to get a backstory. And, you know, opinions. Listen, it's always a slippery slope when you produce or star in anything about, you know, somebody's life, particularly a person who's passed on.
And somebody so beloved as Aaliyah. I mean, you got it from the beginning with Zendaya, the, you know, people
from when she
coming
was originally
criticizing.
Chosen.
Exactly. So
would you do it again with another biopic?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Are you thinking of
one? I love doing the talk show, but, you know, now that we're in our 6th season, it's really afforded me, you know, having a successful talk show has afforded me the opportunity to do so many other things, and there's some things that I pass up, and other things that I, you know, I love doing and would do again. Yes, I would do another biopic. I would do another movie. As far as producing, I enjoy doing a little acting. I'm going to be in a Christmas movie that's produced by Melissa Joan Hart on December 13th on Lifetime.
Sabrina, and, the Good Witch.
Yes, exactly. Cool. It's called SantaCon. John Ratzenberger's in it. He's, you know, from Cheers. Jaleel White. Melissa's in it. I'm in it. We shot it this past summer up in Connecticut, and I play a pastor.
Oh, that is so fun.
Pastor,
I want to know, Wendy, when are we going to see your story on the air? I would love to watch that biopic.
I would love to. I would love to do that. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I still have a little bit more life to live. You know, I
who would you want to play you? if you had to pick somebody to play you?
I don't know. I mean, Robin Givens did a really great job when we made it the first time. It never came out, though, because then I got the talk show, and then, you know, my husband and I both agreed that if this talk show really takes off, then we can do this movie on a bigger scale, so the movie's on the shelf. I didn't mind Robin Givens. I also, at that time, I was on radio and was not able to afford to take the time off to play myself, nor did I even consider it. But you know what? I consider playing myself.
Ah, there you go.
I would love to see that.
That would be on. We'll be looking for, and we'll be looking for you, Wendy, on Sunday, Centric and BET, the Soul Train Music Awards. You hosting. I know there are some glory moments, some moments when we go, wow, that you're kind of saving for us. We have to watch and see, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll see you on the Wendy Williams Show every weekday morning.
All right.
Yes.
You look amazing, Wendy.
Thanks, Sherry. Bye, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Wendy. Thanks.